What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
High and deep out into right field. Adele going back. This one sails out of here. About five rows deep near the right field foul pole. 20th home run of the season for Corey Seager. He's the first Ranger to get to 20, and he's given Texas a 7-0 lead.
Total opposite of the night before. Good morning, Metroplex. It's the hump day edition of Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Sean Treif, RJ Choppy, and Bobby Belt, along with Peyton and Aiden in the back. The Micah trade rumor that keeps heating up. We'll get to that at 6:20. Mark Cuban regret. That's coming up at 7. We got a Rangers Brewers ticket giveaway during the expressway. Choppy has started watching The Gambler, so we will review that with him with some of the final episodes. 7:20 commercial free, and we got much, much more. The Wednesday wheel spin, Nick Eatman, Brett Boone in the final hour of the show, but 7-3 Rangers with a nice bounce back to once again get back to 500. Corey Seager, first Ranger to hit 20 home runs on the season, and as much as Jacob deGrom struggles with the Angels, Patrick Corbin the exact opposite, as he finally has a bounce back performance with a walk, 8 strikeouts, and he is now 3-0 with a 1.93 against the Angels this season in 4 starts.
It did end a little sour, you know, allowing the 3 runs in the ninth, but most people were probably checked out by then because this game was wrapped up and this was about Patrick Corbin. And that's really how every manager would love every game to go. 8 innings and just go right to one reliever. It's exactly how you would want to draw that thing up. Runs that you score, be damned, when you're going to get a start like that, there's zero chance you're losing that baseball game.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's still good to score the runs because they've lost plenty of runs where 3 were given up by the bullpen. But Corbin was fantastic. He kept getting better as the night went on and was getting more dominant as time wore on. And, yeah, it helped that the offense contributed the way they did, and Kikuchi just was it was serving up meatballs in that first inning and then all the way until they drove him out of the game. But it was it's an encouraging sign to see whenever you see Corbin kind of bouncing back to where he is, especially with all the news about the injuries lately.
Corbin wins for the first time since July 10th when he beat the Angels 11-4. They are still 4.5 back in the wild card, and help is not on the way. In fact, help is leaving because the news came out yesterday that Nate Eovaldi is done for the regular season with a strained right rotator cuff. CY tried to say best case scenario with surgery not being required. He could be available if the team made a deep postseason run, maybe kind of similar to Max Scherzer years ago, but out of nowhere, bam, the gut punch with Nate Eovaldi gone.
This stinks big time, because not just for this year, this stinks long term, because the rotator cuff is the scariest, shoulder area is the scariest thing you could possibly have as an injury for a pitcher. Tommy John, I mean, it's they call it a rite of passage. There's still no guarantee you come back from Tommy John. A shoulder I mean, just good luck. Just pack it in. That's just the scary part of it. You still got a couple of years left that you're paying them, so don't even take a chance. Don't take a chance on a 10% making the playoffs. Shut them down. See them in the spring.
Well, they're not making the playoffs, so he'll be shut down.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the risk. Like, you know, if they were tied, you know, if they were in a lead, you know, maybe do you try to press them? No, you got a 10% chance of making the playoffs. I'll see you in March.
This is 3 years in a row where Evaldi, no matter how good he, and he's been great for stretches of every year that he's pitched, but it is 3 years in a row where there's been some sort of like fatigue issue or wear down issue that's occurred with him. And yeah, you're glad it's not anything where it's like there's a surgery needed and you're talking about being out 18 months or something like that. But it was a fantastic year. It's just disappointing that you're going to look back on it and go, it was 130 innings pitched and that he didn't get a chance to qualify for a lot of those awards.
And that season includes the run from April 20th to August 10th. April 20th to August 10th. A .90 ERA, a .88 whip, 80 strikeouts to 72 base runners. He induced almost as many double plays, 10, as he allowed extra base hits, 14. That's some Zach Martin-type holding numbers.
He was absolutely incredible for that stretch. And honestly, if you look at, recently it was anything showing he was a little human. Like, he gave up those 5 runs in that one start and everything else. The fact that he felt bad enough that they're shutting his season down and he's coming off of a game where he like shut down 15 in a row and pitched as well as he did. He was inhuman this year. I just, you go like, man, if he could have just scratched out 32 extra innings and gotten to the chance to qualify so that people would remember this season a little bit more, like in history and looking back on it a little bit, that would have been good. But he has been every bit as dominant as anybody else we've seen pitch in recent years.
Here's CY on the bad news.
Evo came out of his last start with shoulder just fatigue. Didn't really loosen up over the course of the week. We got an MRI yesterday. It showed a strain in his rotator cuff, and he's likely done for the season at this point. It's non-surgical. You know, if we were to make a deep postseason run, there would be a chance that he could be back for that. But at this point, you know, the regular season is probably out of the question.
And that's 2 months. A deep postseason run would be 2 months. You know, that would get you to literally, like, the World Series would be starting or ending right about now. Like, that's what you're talking about.
In the last week plus, the Texas Rangers have lost Marcus Semien to a foot, likely gone for the year. Evan Carter to a wrist, likely gone for the year. Nate Evaldi, we just talked about. John Gray, Jake Berger with a wrist, Sam Haggerty with an ankle, and Cole Winn with a hand.
So, it's extended spring training now. Let's see what you got.
No. They're still going to try to make the playoffs.
I mean, go ahead.
Extended spring training means what exactly?
Means, you know, see what you got. If you got anybody that you
want to... Like, don't pitch to Grom anymore?
I mean, look, there's going to come a point where you're going to shut him down.
No, but right now, I'm saying. Like, right now, today, if you're Chris Young or if you are Boch, making his next start?
He's making his next start.
Okay.
He might make 2. And if you're 7 out on September 10th, like, what's the point? You're not going to make up 7 games in 2.5 weeks.
Well, they're 4.5 out now.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, like, if you get to September 10th.
Yeah, but you're not shutting it down now.
No. But there's going to come a point where it's like you're gonna want to save. Why run DeGrom out there as a risk for? Because we are talking about going up in innings, and it's always a risk when you throw like more innings than the year before.
Yeah,
and then it's a risk when you throw 100 more innings than the year before. But when you've thrown 100 more innings than you have in 8 years, then you're really kind of running.
Yeah, I agree with you. My disagreement
it's not yet.
Just
it's not
when.
Yet. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, DeGrom's such a unique risk because of his injury history and the investment and everything else. And I mean, the fact that within the last, 3 weeks, they've been talking about like, oh, let's maybe skip a start. Let's like go around. Let's do this, which I mean, they did skip the one start a couple weeks ago. And so, like, the way you approach that, I know they're not going to do it. Chris Young's not going to do it. He's an all-time competitor. We've talked about that ad nauseum. Sean, like, during the breaks, you guys should hear it. When the mics are off, it's just how competitive Chris Young is. Man. But it is one of those things where it's like, yeah, there will reach a point where you go, how far out of this are we, and how much sense does it make to continue to risk DeGrom, given that we've already wondered about some fatigue issues with him.
Yeah, just not yet. So everyone, starters, everyone, as if they are playing an elimination game, plays tonight and the rest of this series until you get more and more out of it.
And there's no chance they would. You're saying you wouldn't even do it, though. But like, not just that you don't think they'll do it. You're saying you wouldn't shut them down yet.
No, I didn't say that whatsoever. You need to get some better sleep or some more energy these past couple days with your morning dreariness, because I just had the conversation with Choppy back and forth. I agree, just not right now.
Not yet.
877-881-1053.
You agree, not right now. That's what I'm saying. You agree, not right now, not to shut him down. Not that you're saying the team won't do it. You're saying you would not do it right now.
Right now, today, right. I'm playing to win. It would be stupid. It would be dumb for them not to throw out the team to win right now for this week, try to win the series, try to win the next series, maybe the series after that. But yes, at some point in time, when we're all like, this thing's completely over, then yes, shut it down. Even if you think you're right in that, you still need some more caffeine. The Rangers are opening up the regular season next year on the road. It doesn't happen very often. But they're going to be on the road in Philadelphia and Baltimore before hosting the Cincinnati Reds in the home opener on April 3rd.
I do believe the last time they opened with the Phillies, they hung a sheet in right field.
Oh, wow. Made to happen again. Start printing it up, Chuck Morgan. Yep.
I do believe the last time they opened with the Phillies, they swept them, and then they won the World Series.
More proof that Brian Schottenheimer does not listen to any sports talk radio, because he said we were in for some surprises when it comes to Dallas Cowboys' final cut down days. Bobby, did we get it?
Nope. And this is the thing that yesterday there were a bunch of different media members who were saying, well, I got 51 of 53. I got 50 of 53. And it's like, yeah, that's not normal. Normally, there's going to be a lot more than that. So now he may have also just tipped off too many people by saying there's going to be surprises. So people started trying to guess surprises. That also could be the fact. But no, yesterday you got pretty close to what I think everybody was expecting with the roster. The handful of people who it was like where you would have a miss, it's like, all right, is Perrion Winfrey on or is Ernest Brown on? Is it this corner? Is it that corner? But for the most part, this is exactly what you would have expected from the roster. Joe Milton is the number two as of right now. They end up releasing Will Grier. So that's one of the answers that we had. No more Deuce Vaughn. The Deuce Vaughn era has ended. That has come to an end. But otherwise, I mean, yeah, this is pretty much straight down the line exactly what a lot of people expected. Jalen Brooks was waived.
Israel Mukwamu?
Mukwamu was one that I think people started thinking was going to get cut when they were watching him play deep into the fourth quarter of the last preseason game. But then it's like, okay, they clearly don't have a lot of plans for him. But the fact that Kalen Carson's on right now until they can make injury moves, they put Mingo on IR. They do end up keeping Phil Maffa and figuring out a way to get him injury reserved, and then that'll save him. But yeah, for the most part, this is an offense and defensive breakdown that they've settled on that looks pretty close to what we expected.
How long do they have for these other guys that they cut, they want to get back on the press road to clear waivers?
24 hours.
Oh, so they'll know today.
Yeah. A lot of them they can cut and they're just released because they're veterans or whatever else. Some of these, though, like half of them, they've got to have clear waivers.
What happened?
Will Grier can just, if he wants to, he could just say, I'm not going to go on somebody else's press, I'll just come right here.
Yeah. Will Grier is a veteran. Will Grier can make that decision.
What happened with Winfrey? This confused me throughout the day. Brian brought us, checking with the Gang of Seven and everything and clearing up reports. What was this back and forth?
Yeah, and Calvin Watkins from the Dallas Morning News, I think, was the first one to report that he was going to be cut. And then Calvin had to circle back around and said, there's been a change of plans, that they basically called Perrion Winfrey and told him, nope, you are sticking around. And that they said that the term that Calvin Watkins used was that they told Perrion Winfrey this was, quote, his last chance. Now, Perrion Winfrey's had some off-the-field issues throughout his career. So I don't know if that's a reference to, hey, this stop is your last chance in the NFL, or if there's something that he's had trouble with here in Dallas that they're telling him, hey, let's figure this out. But Calvin said, I think the biggest thing was communication. Winfrey thought he was gone. Team was trying to tell him he needs to step up. So Winfrey heard from the Cowboys and took that to mean I'm released. And the reality was they're saying, no. You need to step up. You're on, but you need to step up.
And Brian Schottenheimer got emotional talking about the Winfrey decision.
Well, I'm emotional for him, number one. I mean, what I saw in that room in my office was real
tears of joy. But like I said, pain and passion, and he means it. I mean, as a guy, when we're playing in the fourth quarter of a preseason game that we've already had won, and we're on the one-yard line and the defense is trying to get a goal line stop, and he is absolutely going crazy trying to motivate those other guys. If you can't cheer for that, then I don't know what you can cheer for. So thrilled for him, but thrilled also for this football team, because I want guys around that realize that take advantage of every opportunity to play this game, man. It is the best game in the world, bar none, in my opinion. And he's a special young man that deserves this opportunity, and he's earned it. And because he's earned it, I tip my cap to him.
So there it is, Brian Schottenheimer talking about the 1-2 from Perrion Winfrey on the roster as of now.
It's a nice sentiment. He does need to, as has been the case throughout his career, he does need to take advantage of the opportunities that he's been given. He was a guy who was considered, when you got through the draft process and got through the Senior Bowl and he performed the way that he did, a lot of people thought that, all right, the talent's clearly there. How much is his drive? How much is his consistency? And that's clearly something that they've had to communicate to him now. It's a good story because he got added so late to the process and ended up sticking. But overall, I mean, this is a team right now that you're looking at on the defensive line and saying there's opportunity for him, and they're going to need him. No matter if he is guy 53, they're going to need whoever is the last guy in that defensive line room.
Brian Schottenheimer talked to Micah Parsons for an hour, and some of that included body language and laying down on the table during the Falcon game and the trade rumor that heated up even more last night. Are you buying into it? We'll have it all for you inside the Star on Sean and RJ next.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
And we do it with you, the 6 a.m. Club. Good morning, Metroplex. Our best audience of the entire show, entire morning squad here, Hump Day Edition.
Hump Day.
On Sean and RJ, along with our Cowboys insider, Bobby Roberto Belt. Cowboys are off for the next few days, and the first opportunity for Micah Parsons to get back on the practice field to get ready for the Eagles is Friday. Brian Schottenheimer was asked, did you talk to Micah about the Friday table incident against the Falcons?
Yeah, Mike and I had a long conversation, talked for an hour about a lot of different things and addressed a number of different issues and things like that. And at this point, I'm going to keep that between he and I. But we had a very, very good conversation.
All right. So you can only imagine the number of topics that was covered. I would guess it would be, hey, do you plan on playing against the Eagles? And when do you think you might need to get on the practice field to do it?
Yeah, well, I think, again, that's always the story, you know, like, you know, it's different for everybody. The fact he's been here gives him a little bit of a leg up on the fact that he knows the defense, and that could be a completely different story if he wasn't here. But at the end of the day, I think once we want him out there as soon as possible, and you know, when he's feeling up to it and all those things is a big factor into it. But every day that he can get out there and get reps would be great. But I do think very strongly that him being around has helped. Him doing some of the walkthroughs and things like that does help. There's communication. There's signals that come from the sideline. There's communication from player to player that he's getting all those things. But the best way to get good at football is to play football. And so I would say as soon as possible would be the desired effect.
Man, Shotty's doing a nice job. Nice job at the podium covering up. Well, he's got the signals down. And he has been out there for all the walkthrough stuff. He knows what's going on in the classroom. So he's doing as good a job as he can in a tough situation without his best player.
Yeah, what that says to me, when you try to read between the lines, he's talking about, well, he's been here, so it's a little bit of a different means he's greasing the tracks for he may not practice this week, is that he still wants him out there, and he still expects him to potentially be out there, but that sounds to me, at least, like Brian Schottenheimer is not certain he will practice this week.
And that's the next fascinating part of this saga, Choppy. We'll get to the trade rumor that's getting louder and louder yesterday here in a second. But the next part of this saga is going to be the standoff over whether Micah decides to go out there and practice. If he goes out there on the practice field, then we feel good about him playing against Philadelphia. If he doesn't, does he even have to step foot on the practice field for him to get 15 snaps and go run after the quarterback?
You could play him on third down, or you could play him on passing downs, first and third.
With not a day of practice.
Sure. I mean, it's not like...
It's take not, us inside Micah's body like you did Lamb.
It's not... see, that's the thing. You know, Micah's just better. You know, Micah's just, and Mike also plays a position where you don't need that. You don't need the timing with the quarterback. That would help to have, you know, to be kind of out there doing the actual reps of what you're going to be doing
but
on defense with the new system.
But is he working out every day right now?
My assumption is professional athletes this time of year are geared up for the.
Yeah, professional athletes this time of year are gearing up. Are professional athletes with a quote-unquote bad back in the middle of a $200 million saga and fight? He's not doing it there at the facility, right?
No, I wouldn't imagine he's doing a lot of training and stuff like that.
Yeah, when's the last time Micah has lifted in Frisco at the Star, or he's done more than walk out there? He might go off to his own side field or his own training session. When's the last time the Dallas Cowboys have seen him work out?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. Because, I mean, the thing is that, like, he's...
Because going from that, let's just say he's...
Let's just say he's been on the couch and he hasn't lifted or done a single workout.
Yeah.
Then he's way behind.
Then you'd be worried about 15, 20 reps.
15 and 20, I wouldn't be worried about that. I'd be worried about...
You wouldn't be worried about injury at all?
Yeah, injury. Okay, you're talking about like his performance or like his
performance,
risk of
injury. Both of those.
Injury, absolutely. Yeah, if you're just going to go out there, go cold, and you've been sitting on the couch for 4 weeks, and you're going to go out there, then yeah, I would not even risk it. But
that's what I'm bringing
up. If he's
up.
Been, you know, like, if you're just worried about like his performance, I don't think his performance necessarily is going to, in 15 to 20 snaps.
No, I'm not
really
talking
diminish.
About performance. I'm talking about injury.
Yeah, and for sure. You don't want to go cold. I mean, that's how you get soft tissue injuries.
But I would assume.
My assumption is he's been working out every single day like a normal athlete would this time of year. Now, not on the field stuff, but at least, you know, getting his fitness level going.
Yeah. I mean, I would assume he's done bad back, quote unquote. Like, right. Let's say even with a bad back, I'm sure he's done everything that with a bad back he's able to do. And so whatever that would be, it's there. Look, it's pretty clean, the MRI, as they say. And so I think that he's...
Well, Shoddy said he considered Micah healthy enough to practice. I got that from a beat reporter's tweet yesterday. That's pretty loud.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, they're kind of at that point where they're at some point going to have to start saying, you're clear. And we think you're clear, and we need you to be out here if you're going to be on the roster.
And Schottenheimer was asked, okay, if he does show up to practice on Friday, what's the ramp-up program 1 week out?
You know, at the end of the day, as soon as he can get out there, that's great. But, again, there'll be a ramp-up plan for him. And, you know, when he lines up out there to play, you know, do I think he would play 75 plays in every play? Probably not. You know, I don't think that that's real. But I do think that he can be very disruptive, like we all know.
877-881-1053, Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line.
I bet he plays 15 snaps. Opening night. I bet that's what happened. And that's not anything I've heard. Just knowing the way they approach these things and where he's at and what he's done with the team, I would bet he's out there playing week one, but he's out there playing 15 snaps.
And when does he practice with them?
I don't know that he does.
Right. And that would be 15 snaps would about be just third downs.
Probably. Really obvious passing situations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the rumor that is starting to heat up. This is, again, I got to read the guy's actual name. He's gotten some things right in the past. He's one of these Twitter reporters who throws a lot of things against the wall, but some of them do stick.
Oh, is this Incarcerated Bob?
This is Ricky Scoops.
Ricky Smokes.
I think it's Ricky Scoops. So he was the one weeks ago who brought up the Green Bay Packers being interested in the Cowboys.
In
Micah Parsons and working out a deal with the Cowboys. And then yesterday he came back out and said there is a trade on the table. Money's agreed to. Green Bay willing to pay him $45 million a year. And now it is up to Micah or whoever is at the end of this to have the final sign off. But a Packers trade offer worked out and is on the table and done for Micah $45 million. Bobby Belt, over to you.
The Packers would make a lot of sense if he was going to get traded. I don't know.
Why would it make a lot of sense?
Because of just where they're at as a contender, how they're kind of on the edge as a team that's like, hey, we're a contender, but are we totally at the top of the NFC right now? The fact that they could stand some stronger pass rush, the fact that the agent, David Mulugeta, does have a good relationship with Green Bay, has negotiated deals there before. Jordan Love is his client. There's all these different things there that go into it that would make sense to me in terms of as a match. I don't know. Dallas would have to be comfortable with trading away somebody, a big-time player to a contender, though, within the conference.
Right. If you're thinking that you're even in the same discussion ballpark with Green Bay, are we all comfortable enough, if you get a nice package in return, that maybe you have vaulted Green Bay past you by giving them Micah Parsons?
Well, you might have, but like that's where you have to come in with like, where are we realistically as an organization? And Jerry would never do that. I mean, it's okay.
I can make an argument that they're there with Green Bay.
Right now? Yeah, I can make that argument. But yeah, it's okay to vault somebody past you in the short term if it means for the long-term gain. Now, the problem is it's a risk. You know, what if you get three first-round picks?
What if you're San Francisco and you picked up the phone and said, do you guys want Charles Haley? Like, that is the thing that you have to worry about, is the idea of what exactly are you giving them.
And it's also long-term because he's 26. So we're talking about at least 4 years of havoc in the conference. Not the division, but in the conference.
But also, I mean, if they genuinely feel like, how much do you step up in big games, and they genuinely feel like, how much do you contribute? They may feel like they're not giving Green Bay anything in a crucial moment that would determine a game. Even if he's a good player, they may feel like you're not going to be the determining factor. That's one of the reasons we're not paying you.
Based on what I heard yesterday, and Bobby can vouch for this, I sent Bobby something similar to this before this guy came out with this tweet.
Yep.
And because I was told something similar, I think at the very least, it is worth looking at trade packages. I think we need to sit here and look at Green Bay draft picks, what they have, how many first rounders over the next two seasons, what win now players do they also have in the roster that we could get in return, so you're not throwing away a Dak Prescott $60 million, CeeDee Lamb $30 million deal, year, on the deals that they're on. Bleacher Report came up with a scenario. You send Micah to Green Bay for defensive end Rashawn Gary, a first and third in next year's draft, and a second and a fourth in 2027. Now, who is Rashawn Gary? He's coming off his first Pro Bowl, 39 sacks in 6 years. He did go to Michigan, as Bleacher Report pointed out right there, but that would be, you know, a package to play around with. Rashawn Gary, a first, going to be probably back half of the first round, a third, which you may think of more as a fourth, and then a second and a fourth in 2027. How would we feel about something like that?
Rashawn Gary is a really good player. He's somebody that I would be all for having here in Dallas just in a vacuum. Rashawn Gary is a close to $25 million a year player.
Yeah.
And Rashawn Gary, that's what I was trying to see right now here. I think his contract is coming up here in like 2 years. So you're talking about you'd have to pay him again. And so that's the problem, is that when you look at the way this is structured, the deal that he has currently, when he would be coming up for another deal, what you would have to pay him, it kind of cancels out the point of like the idea of, well, we get capital and we get savings. Like, right. He's not going to make Micah money, but he'll be close enough that you're not going to feel like you are just free of a large financial burden.
If I'm going to do that, if I'm going to move on from him, it's for picks only. Now that look, they have, it looks like they have all their firsts over the next 3 years. It looks like they have every pick over the next 3 years in Green Bay. So, you know, give me 2-3-1s. You know, it's not a 1-3 and call it a day. It's not that. It's a minimum 2-1s.
I could do picks and somebody in this, like a second year player or something like that. I can do that. Like, give me a young, cheap player for the next 2-3 years. But yeah, and I don't, Gary, as good as he is, he would be a difference maker here. He would continue to contribute to winning football games. It's just, if you want to talk about what financial freedom you're going to potentially have, you don't have a lot with him.
All right, there it is. Green Bay is getting excited about this. Beat reporters, not just fans, Packer fans, beat reporters starting to hype this up a little bit more. Micah Packer talk taking over Cowboy World last night. But what did take over the world, the engagement has finally happened, and how your TV provider may be screwing you out of Texas, Ohio State on Saturday. What you need to know about that next on The Fan.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Well, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
I may be hosting more people at the radio station pool party Saturday than I thought because you may be screwed and out of luck. College football kegger here on DFW Sports Station and the 6 a.m. Club with Sean, RJ, and Bobby. We got a Rangers Brewers ticket giveaway coming up 7:20 with the Expressway. So I initially understood this story to just affect people viewing on Fox, but I guess YouTube TV is the main culprit here. YouTube TV, which Bobby, you rely on for your TV viewing?
No longer. Not for about a month yet now.
Why?
Switch to Fubo.
Okay, why?
Oh, For Us By Us?
Yeah, For Us By Us. That's what that is. No, that's Fubo. Fubo was a switch that I made because it was the deal that they had. I was going to be able to get more of the channels that I wanted without having to do add-ons.
And are you still DirecTV Stream?
Yep.
Same with me. PayPay?
Yep. Yes, DirecTV Stream.
YouTube TV announced Monday in an email to subscribers that Fox and their affiliated networks, including FS1, FS2, Big Ten Network, could become unavailable if the two parties are not able to reach a deal by today. So is that saying if you have YouTube TV, you're not going to get Fox channels and you could be SOL Saturday for college football?
That is what it means.
Woo! It's funny how they always do this around the start of football season. Every
year. I was going to say this does feel a little bit like
this is Mike and Jerry, except with the rabbit ears.
See, it does feel very much like, well, as soon as the season starts, we're done negotiating. And then it's like, but you're going to get it done. Like, you send out this email, I feel like once a year, of like, you're about to miss this channel for the rest of your life. Yeah. And then it always gets done.
Yeah, it gets done, but we have missed games. So, yeah, eventually gets done. Guess what? If I'm a Texas Longhorn fan, which last time I checked, there's a lot of, you're going to be screwed on Saturday or have to be displaced or leave your house if you have YouTube TV. So, whoop-de-doo, you finally get it done. I need the possible game of the year in front of my eyes.
Even still, we miss games very rare. There's not usually the Charles Haley smash a helmet incident after two games. Like, usually it is, they get it. I don't think there's any chance they miss Texas Ohio State. I don't think YouTube TV wants that. This is their negotiating ploy that they use.
I remember an ABC ESPN dispute last 2 years where I wasn't able to watch it. And I think it lasted for like 2 weeks. I wasn't able to watch the first two games of the season. So it's happened recently. I used to be like you, and I'm like, whatever, it's never going to happen. And then here I am searching for passwords to try to access this damn game to start the year. So they followed through with it recently.
I think it may have been ABC that was the problem. I think that's what it was. That is a real negotiating tactic that these companies use. And they always do it around football season. And whether it's the NFL or college, and they're taking advantage of the fact that this is a mega game. This is a mega game. Like, Texas, like, Ohio State can lose this game and have no problems, right? Texas still has to go to Georgia. They still got to go to Florida. That is a tough schedule.
SEC cultist is here.
Am I wrong?
People have talked about a more difficult Longhorn schedule.
I still think it's something where the SEC being, like we've talked about before, I don't think the SEC is the high bar compared to the Big Ten that it has been in years past. I think it's still, it's more difficult, but it's not like what it was a decade ago to say I'm going through the Big Ten versus the SEC.
Well, of course not, because you've got there's the parity that has gone on where it's brought the teams to the top down.
The rest of the Longhorn schedule: Florida right now 15, Oklahoma 18, Georgia 5, A&M at the end 19.
Like, you're losing at least one of those games. So that's like, of those four, you're going to lose at least one.
Maybe Georgia. Florida and A&M feel like those teams we classically see that they start the year 15-19, and then we look at the end of the year and like, oh, they're two games above 500. Why were they a top 20 team? It's like, well, just because the AP threw them in there.
Yeah, I think the Florida thing is, if Lagway's healthy, they are a legit playoff
contender. They're talented.
Yeah, they're a playoff contender.
So make backup plans just in case. Saturday morning.
What's your address?
You're going to be there anyway, I think.
Well, I thought you said the Tolos might have to come through,
too. That's right. What'd you say, Peyton?
Give my neighbor's address out.
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
How did that all go yesterday?
Fine. I mean, I never saw him or anything. Just saw his truck out there, but I'll be watching for him. I can see him from my back patio.
Okay.
Keep an eye on him.
And
6-0. What was the rest of it?
Where are you going to be watching it, Pepe?
I'll be starting out at home for
because you've been real sketchy.
Yeah.
Real sketchy about your Saturday plans.
Well, you got to ask me off air. I can't say it on air, but, I'll be doing something up until, 5:30 and then
hit the talkback. Say it in Sean's ear.
Talkback's broken this morning, but he's already gotten engaged. I'm like, what else could he be surprised? What else?
Engaged with photos?
No, he took those. Way to be on his social media. Florbama.
Those were the engagement photos, that one?
What if he is getting married early and he's just not going to tell us that he's doing a wedding?
That's possible.
Yeah, he's like being real sketchy.
Yeah.
Because this isn't just, I'll save it for Friday at the firehouse about how Peyton's probably not going to be at my house.
Better not be political.
Whatsoever, with no explanation. Speaking of the college football ramp up, this controversy, is it real or not? Oh, let me play the Arch clip. This is the internet falling in love with Arch Manning when he was asked about that big old target on he and the Longhorns' back.
I mean, I think that's always at Texas, and I think we kind of try to shift the narrative. We're going for everyone else. Target's not on our back. We got a red dot on everyone else.
Ooh-wee! We got a red dot on everybody else. So I love the quote. I love the statement from Arch.
It's good. Turn it around. Turn it around on them. We're not the hunted. We're still the hunters.
I feel like that could have very easily sounded corny.
Yeah.
It didn't come from, which I was kind of surprised. When I read the quote at first, I was like, this is going to make me cringe hearing him say this. But then I heard it. I was like, oh, okay. No, that's it's nice to see a little bit of the dog in him. That's good. So, yeah, love it. Love the energy. I feel like it would have sounded corny coming from somebody like Jalen Hurts. If Jalen Hurts would have said this in college, I feel like it would have been like, oh gosh.
Jalen in college is back when we all loved him.
I'm trying to think like the amount of corny clips the Mannings have made.
Not really.
They just don't seem
they
to have
a really good feel for comedy.
Right.
And it's really just Eli's face. There's nothing else that really feels
like. Yeah, because he doesn't say anything that's corny either. Like,
yeah, he's funny.
He's funny.
So Dave Portnoy and Barstool Sports are now partnering with Fox. That includes college football coverage. Portnoy is a big Michigan fan. This game, Big Noon Kickoff, is going to be in Columbus. And the story came out that Dave Portnoy was banned from going inside. Is it the horseshoe?
The shoe.
Inside the shoe. Yeah. Sorry.
So this has been the point of confusion, like you said. And Jimmy Traina kind of aggregated a lot of things from Ross Dellinger posted the Twitter post from Ross Bjork, which is the AD of Ohio State. And he is the AD of Ohio State, says there is no ban. There is no ban. Fox decided he would not be on the main desk, and those not on the desk normally don't appear on the field. And a Big Ten spokesperson says that it's the league's understanding that he will not only not appear at the desk in this game, but he won't be on the main stage inside the stadium of any school this year. Why? So he'll be, will he be doing crowd tailgate reporting?
That's a miss from Fox if that's what they're doing. Like to me, if you want him, if you want the full power of whatever you're getting from Portnoy, use him the way like McAfee has been used on College Game Day. That's how you use him.
Yeah, but I don't want to hear Dave Portnoy with any real football breakdown. I'll take more of that from McAfee than Portnoy. But this is a sickening win for Portnoy. I don't know how this got out, why this got out, but he's going to be looked upon as a hero. You know, he's already banished from Super Bowls and Patriot games by Roger Goodell, and now the bad boy, he gets under the skin of the defending national champ so much, he's not even allowed in the stadium. And as you put in your email last night, what really matters in these stories is the first story reported.
Right. It doesn't matter. The retraction, none of it matters. All that matters is all we are going to know is that Dave Porto is banned.
Yep.
Because most people don't go search out the retraction. This is the Michael Irvin comment. You know, when he was some TV, like it was a C, I can't remember, I don't want to say which TV station it was. They accused him of sexual assault. And he went off. He goes, I want you to report the retraction with the same intensity, use the word, the same intensity with which that you posted or talked about the alleged impropriety.
Yep.
And it never happens like that. There is no same intensity, and that's the thing with this.
It's the Winston Churchill quote. It's a lie can travel halfway around the world before the truth has time to get its pants on. That's what, like, these sort of things, it'll spread, and then that just becomes what people assume happened from here on out.
Yeah, I agree. He should be on the main desk inside of a stadium with this new partnership. Maybe they got him set up outside with his own crew. I don't know, getting the crowd hype and being the villain, but it's a big win for him.
He could go out there to the tailgate and do tailgate reviews.
Yeah.
Right? I have no idea what he's doing. I'm with you. I don't care about Dave Portnoy's football.
No.
Opinions.
But I want him inside Columbus giving the middle fingers to the Buckeye fans before they face Michigan.
Yes,
you want him in there getting everything riled up. Where were you when it finally happened? The engagement is official. I think Travis Kelce's father said it actually happened 2 weeks ago. They've been engaged for 2 weeks, Travis and Taylor.
So they were engaged during the
podcast,
the dual podcast, maybe, or that was right around that time.
Yeah.
She must have taken a ring off for that thing.
She must have been like, I won't commit to you till you commit to me. As soon as you commit to me, I'll watch the show up on your podcast.
How much did this take over your social media feeds? It messed up the baseball release, didn't it? The schedule release?
Baseball messed up the schedule release. In the MLB marketing world, where it's like, hey, Taylor just announced her engagement. Let's try to one-up this by releasing our schedule 7 minutes later.
Well, I don't know if you can blame them.
They saw the engagement. Yeah. They were like, quick, get it together, release it now.
Yeah. I don't know if I can blame Major League. I like to blame Major League Baseball for a lot of stuff, but not for not being able to project when the engagement was going to take place. I just kept going to her Instagram to refresh how many views, how many likes. 28 million. We're at 20.
Is that good?
28 million likes for the engagement announcement.
Man, now everyone's talking about the ring. It's an old mine cut ring, they say. It's a vintage. It's got a yellowish tint to it. And they're
saying $500,000 or something?
Something like that, but like there was conflicting reports as to whether this was a real diamond or a lab grown diamond.
Oh.
Which that is, you know, because that's more like the lab grown is the more humane way, I guess they're saying to
and get cheaper. Diamonds.
Well, they're incredibly cheaper. They're a fraction of the cost, but there's a humane aspect of how they get diamonds versus how they make them. But there was a lot of questions about what they were going to do, but it appears it's an old mine cut, which now, of course, that's what everyone is going to ask for because Taylor Swift did it.
Where would I get that?
Diamonds Direct.
Well done, Bob.
Very good.
Thank you for the alley-oop. So there it is. Were your daughters?
No, Addison's checked out. Addison has quit Taylor Swift already. She's out. This didn't take over I guess I've trained my algorithm pretty well. This didn't dominate like I thought it would.
Peyton's fiance was obsessed. She's like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm engaged the same time as Taylor is.
Yeah, she was freaking out. I had to give her the news. You know, she's at work. You know, I was at home and I saw it about 9 or 10 minutes after the post came out. So I texted her. I was like, oh my God, she's going to freak out. And she was excited for the rest of the day. So
long time to commit to a bit, man.
I told you it wasn't a bit.
Wow. How's that prenup, though, going to look?
That's what I'm
talking
about. For him.
Yeah,
for him.
Exactly.
So there it is. The news, the social media news that took over the entire world. Does Mark Cuban have regret with the way Mavs fans were left after the sale and the Luka deal. Cuban speaks on selling the Mavericks, that, a Rangers Brewers ticket giveaway, and back to the Cowboys Gambler documentary after this.
After we get you over to Platinum Chrysler Dodge Ram Jeep, it is, of course, the Stephen Gilchrist owned store, Gilchrist Automotive, hooking you up in that brand new Chrysler Dodge Ram or Jeep, PlatinumCDRJTexas.com. It is right between I-20 and Highway 80. It is worth the short drive to Terrell to save a lot more on that vehicle. All you got to do is go see Scott Millsap. He's a Tolo. He's the GM over at PlatinumCDRJTexas.com. He's a good dude. He's a good friend of mine. To make this the summer sales event, dude, how about these deals right now? The 2025 Ram 1500, 1.9% for 72 months. That is on any trim level. They've also got the 1500 Lone Star 4x4 right now, 12.5 off MSRP. Maybe you're looking at a Charger Daytona. The Scat Pack, 0%, 72 months. The Wagoneer S, 0%. 72 months. The Grand Cherokee Limited, you want to lease it less than $500 a month for 36 months. Can't beat that deal. Cannot beat that deal right now. PlatinumCDRJTexas.com. Customize that ride, then drive a little further to save a lot more at Platinum Chrysler Dodge Ram Jeep.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.